I'm Dominique.
And I'm Sylvia.
Welcome to the High Vibes and the Mind podcast,
where multicultural moms connect. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the show. I'm Sylvia, and I'm here with Veronique.
I'm good. Hello, Sylvia. What's up today?
Well, today we're going to talk about something that is affecting my life, and I think yours as well, a lot.
In my life. Yes. Yes.
We actually thought it would be appropriate to discuss that, and we want to see if you moms out there can relate. So the theme for today's episode is mom burnout, which is, it's not fun. And I just realized I just self-diagnosed myself with burnout. Try to justify what I've been going through, because it's like it can't be normal. Okay, so what is a burnout? It's a mental or physical stress, you know, like exhaustion, when you're just tired of, when you're doing more than you should be doing, you know?
Yeah.
And you don't realize when to stop. Like, you don't realize you're overextending yourself, you know? And it's very normal. It's going to happen to a lot of people, especially moms, I think, because intense. So it's a lot to think about, a lot to remember. And that's why I thought, like, am I losing my mind? Am I losing my memory? Is it time to go to a mental institution?
Yeah,
what's going on? Like, I started taking supplements to help me, like, get sharp again, because I'm like, there's something going on. This is not normal. And I know that a lot of women can relate to that. And Veronique, you also feel like, okay, I need that supplement as well.
Yes. Definitely.
So can you start telling us about the signs of burnout? The first one, number one?
Yeah, number one, I think that, the one you just said, forgetfulness. I think it's due to, mental charge. Too much to think about all the time. A lot of, like people say, you know, mental charge. We forget everything. I mean, it's too much. We don't have enough in our heads. So I think to help with that, there's a lot of solution. Thank God. You can start your day by making a plan. I think you need to write down stuff, because you're not going to be able to remember everything. That's impossible. Especially if you have several kids. You have three. Mm-hmm. So I can't even imagine. With two, I'm already losing it. So with the third one, and like you say, you know, the bigger, I mean, the older they get and the busier, you know, they are. So start with a plan. Okay, take a few minutes, sit down, think about what you need to do for the day. You don't have to do everything, but at least you have a plan. And you know, okay, I need to start with this. I might finish with that. And in the middle, there is that. But, you know. You can prioritize, right? You can prioritize also your task. When you write down something, you can say, okay, this is very important. I have to do that. And then this can be done. Mm-hmm. You can create an agenda. So it could be an app. It could be physical. Personally, I think I like to write down on paper. I'm old school.
I know.
But I like to write down, right? I think it helps remembering when you write it down.
I try to use both. I have one here, but sometimes I forget to check my physical one, you know, like I'm like, oh, I have to like actually grab it and see it. And I try to put it on my fridge like right in front of the fridge. And that one I also don't check. I thought it would be the easiest one for me to see, but I don't check that one as often. So app. What do you think? Which one is more?
No, I'm old school, but sometimes it's true. The sticker that you put on your fridge can, you know, disappear with all the drawing from the kids.
Yeah.
So you might forget about it. That's true. So, yeah. I mean, ladies, you know, do what works for you. App, you know, write it down stuff. For me personally, I like to write down stuff. But, you know, if you like the app, what's good with the app? You can set reminders. You can have alarms. So I actually have a lot of alarms for pickup and dropping off the kids, and especially if the kids have extracurriculum, you know, activities. It could be, you know, sport, piano, dance recital, whatever. I need alarms. I'm going to forget. So many things going on, you know, during the day.
I do sometimes like,
yeah, like
a 20-minute reminder and then like a 10-minute reminder. It's just constantly because you never know.
Definitely, yeah, definitely put alarm, alarm, alarms. That's for sure. Something I think that we should also learn to do, and we don't do it a lot as mom, is learn how to say no. I don't know about you, but for me, it's very hard to say no to something. I
Yeah.
gotten better at it now. But if, yeah, if the kids have a lot of activities, sometimes it's hard to say no to the teacher. It's hard to say no to the other moms. It's hard to say no to the coach. So sometimes you have to say no to one of two activities because it's too much. I mean, I don't
Yeah.
have a full-time nanny. I don't have an au pair girl who can take care, can take over when I'm tired. So we cannot do everything. It's impossible.
And you can end up being in trouble because you're saying yes to everything. And then, like I did recently with
Yeah.
a little drama thing. It's because you have
Oh.
to learn to say no. Like, no, it's not, I don't want to do this. It's not gonna work. Like too
Yeah.
many things. Like people just invite you to stuff. Just say like I can't do it.
And
It's a matter.
sometimes you're scared because some people, they don't take no for an answer, and we know
Yeah.
who they are. We already know who they are. And when they ask you something, you don't want to do it. You're like, oh, I don't want to say no to this person. I know she's going to insist. And at the end, I'm going to sound rude because I say no, but this is my time. I need to manage my time the way I want. So
Yeah.
sorry,
Yeah.
need to say, to say no sometimes. Same thing, I think, in the same wave. Don't set realistic goals for yourself when you do all your plan and your prioritizing your task and everything. You need to be realistic what you can and what you cannot do. Take a step back and check really what you can achieve in a day, a week, or a month. Okay. It has to go with your lifestyle, right? What works for you, what doesn't. I think that's really important. It's good to think about other people, but it's also good to think about you. Because if you
Yeah.
don't go, if you're not okay, nothing around is going to be okay. Let's be honest, right?
Oh, yes, for sure.
Mommy's not okay, everything crumble. And I think for me, the last one would be trying to avoid to be perfect. Avoid being perfectionism. I would love to be perfect. I would love like my house to be always clean. And if somebody drop at my house without being announced, and the house is spotless, the kids are always clean. They don't have anything in their hands dirty to put on my
Yeah.
couch. The laundry is always done and folded. No, that's not going to happen. So try to be realistic in your goals. And also, everything around you doesn't have to be.
Yeah, because then you need to be flexible. Like some days you're gonna be able to tackle a lot of things, other days
Yeah.
you won't be able to, and you should be okay with that. It's like, okay, I couldn't do the 10 piles of laundry that I was supposed to today. Okay, like some days you're more inspired and you just can't do more. I'll just like, sorry, I have this like three, four baskets that I'm supposed to fold and they're still there. And it's fine, whenever you're ready.
And they're always going to be there, right? We already established that. I don't know if you guys are following us on Instagram, but we always putting posts of our laundry basket because they're
Oh,
always there. They're
always.
part of our lives.
Yeah, and it's almost like, I'm gonna get you. I'm gonna fight you. I'm gonna win. But you never win
No,
because
never
it's always,
happens.
even when I try, like some rare weeks that I'm like, wow, I did all the laundry. It's looking good. Like I don't have anything else to wash. Like even like the sheets, like already the sheets I was. And then a
Yeah.
few days later, my oldest son, where is my? I don't have any more socks. I don't have any more this. Like you need to do my laundry. I'm like, what? Like, and then again it starts, Then I have
Yes,
to rush against
the
time and the piles are back up. So
cycle.
forget about it. I can't win this fight, I tell you.
Yes,
Like there's no way.
yes. Like Dr. Phil said, choose your battles. And the laundry is not one of them. Choose your
No,
battles.
it's
You're
always
never gonna
looking
win.
at you like I win, bitch.
Yeah.
I win.
Yeah. I'm back, bitch. I'm back. What
I'm back.
are you gonna do about this? What are you gonna do about it?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Everything.
So yeah. So that would be number one for me. What would be number two for you? I know you have a big one you like to talk about.
Yeah, well, number two would be lack of patience. Don't know why I picked this one, but I think I can relate a little bit. Snapping at kids, getting a little like yelling, a little bit of yelling, a little bit of It's just because there's just so much, right? Like sometimes you have so many things going on. Like when they all come home at the same time, after when I pick them up from school, they're all desperate for food. They're all hungry. They're all like, I want this, I want that. And they throw their shoes everywhere, their clothes everywhere. I'm like, ah. And that's when I need my coffee, like a 3 o'clock time, like PM that I need to have a coffee or something. So it's usually
Can I ask you a question about coffee? I'm sorry to ask you.
Yeah.
3 p.m. Can you sleep at night?
Oh, I go to bed at like 9 p.m.
Wow.
I do.
Okay, wow. Because, you know, I never drink coffee. And when we went to Monterey last weekend, I'm like, after lunch, we had like a late lunch. And 2 p.m., the waiter's like, do you want a coffee? I'm like, yeah, let's take a cappuccino. My eyes were open until like 2 a.m. I couldn't go to bed.
No. It's because you're not used to it. It might be coffee. That, right?
Yeah, I think that's why. Because I don't drink coffee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So then it just hits you. Yeah.
Yes.
So, I mean, Brazilians drink so much coffee. They drink at 5, 6 p.m. and they go to bed. Yeah.
Okay. So, all right. Good for you.
Yeah. Oh, I need that. Like during the afternoon, I need that to come back to life, you know? Kind of a, like your energy goes down and then, whoop, needs to go up now again for dinner and everything else that comes after. So what can you do when you're just feeling like totally stressed out? And that's what I've been trying to do. Sometimes I do it, some others I don't, because I'm only human.
Yeah.
But I think ways to like avoid losing your patience or like, acting like yelling at your kids is just like kind of acknowledging like, hey, I'm stressed out right now. I'm overwhelmed. I need to walk away. I need to take a deep breath and then come back later when I'm calmer. I think it's like number one thing that you should do, and it's easy, right? You just walk away, go, like, you know, take a few deep breaths outside, and then whatever, I'll do something else, and then you come back like, okay, now what kids want, and just like who has a question first, you know, and then just try to re-engage like in a better mental state. And another thing that I think is good to do is to meditate. I'm always talking about meditation because I think it's awesome. And I know it's hard to do it every day because, it's a whole finding time. And it takes time to decide to sit down and meditate for like 10, 20 minutes, right? It takes time to just like, okay, I could be doing the laundry. I could be folding the laundry. Should I meditate? I actually was in between those two earlier before I started recording today with you.
Yeah.
I was like, do I fold my laundry or do I meditate? Like, what do I do? And then I thought to myself, like, no, I'm going to go meditate because it's going to help. So just try to find that time because it's worth it. At the end, you always feel so much more relaxed, like with a clear head, you know, like it clears your mind, your head. It's just like a breath of fresh air that you get.
Magic.
Yeah. Yeah, it's awesome. Mm-hmm. Or like go for walks, any type of exercise. I think it's kind of a meditation thing that you do as well. Because you're totally disconnected from everything else and you're just concentrated on that workout or on a walk. And it's just that time for yourself, you know, you're just kind of like releasing everything that is not important at the moment. And then like, okay, I'll get back to it later. But right now I need this me time. And I need to decompress. So works wonderfully. It's perfect. So you should try those things out.
Yes, ladies. And whatever exercise, you know, you're doing, just do it. Doesn't have to be for 3 hours, you know, even like 15 minutes walking outside or in your backyard. I haven't been in a while, but I need to go back to yoga, I do Bikram yoga. I know a lot of people like it. And sometimes I do 60 minutes, but when I do the 90 minutes, when I leave that studio, I'm like a brand new person. It's unbelievable. 90 minutes of this, of stretching and not thinking about anything, just listening to somebody's voice, telling you what to do, and then you relax and everything, and you know, it's really hot. You get out of that, you're a brand new person. Brand new body, brand new mind. A brand new mind. Yeah,
so
definitely exercising. Yes. So that brings us to the third one, fatigue. So fatigue, you know, getting tired with all the burnout and the yelling after the kids. So to avoid this, you know, like we said earlier, you know, to exercise, you need to force yourself to move your body. Move your body, because the less you move and the more tired you're going to feel, you know, have something that I don't have right now and I need to go back that to that, a regular sleeping schedule. It's really important. I know Sylvia is better at this than I am, because sometimes I text her 901, there's nobody answering the phone.
I'm gone. Like...
She's gone. Do you check the sometimes the times when I'm sending you, my God, I can't speak anymore. I'm sending you text. Sometimes it's like midnight, 11.
Oh, I don't even like, I wonder what time it is. Because I check then, I'm like, it's 6:30. I was like, oh yeah, she sent all these messages. There's no way.
Like, I know she's going to sit in the morning. I don't care. But seriously, yeah. So I need to go back to going to bed. I mean, not later than 10, 10:30, because I go to bed very late these days. And that's not good for me, especially with a toddler. Yeah. Other ways also you can avoid, you know, burnout. Of course, taking some time off. So having fun family trip. And it could be a weekend. It doesn't need to be a whole week or a whole month. You can even take, you know, road trip for the weekend. Like when we went to Monterey last Sunday, it was perfect. Nice weather. It was a good break. I always try to find, you know, time for yourself every day. Could be with a meditation or the exercise. And do something that, yeah, you enjoy frequently. Like Sylvia with her coffee at 3 p.m. I'm sure that she does that every day.
Every day, or having my breakfast by myself too, like every morning, silence. I'm, you know, reading the news, having my coffee, my scrambled eggs. It's good.
Wow.
I like it. Yeah.
So there's no kid. Do you wake up a little bit earlier to be alone? Or...
Yeah. Even okay. though they wake up early, they still hear me and then they start getting up. But they all go to the TV and I'm like, okay, go watch cartoons or something. Yeah. I want to have my breakfast. Yeah. You know, just quiet in a quiet space. So they okay. go, yeah. And then I just have my breakfast alone.
That's good, you know. So yeah, ladies, have your little routine. Try to be alone, to do something alone for yourself, your little routine, you know, and doing something you enjoy frequently, taking a break, you know, when you feel you need one. And yeah, and the sleeping, the having fun with your family, move your body. So that's the third thing. That's not a lot. But one by one, after a while, you're going to feel so much better.
Yeah, so especially better. Like without going back to the sleeping routine. Since I decided to start waking up earlier every day, I, of course, feel like, okay, I have to go to bed earlier because I don't want to be like, I have less sleep. So every night, like we're done with dinner, even though that we had the time change, which it can be tricky because you look at it like it's bright outside, but it's already 7 p.m., right? So I try like to have dinner and everything, and like once they are all like showered and ready to go, it's like 8:30, like between 8. When it's 8 p.m., I tell them to go to bed, and because they're already showered and their pajamas on, go to bed, read a book. You know, my middle son, we read books for him, and he likes to like spend time with us, like reading the books. Once they're all in their beds, I go to my bed at 9. Like, I have that in my mind. Like, I need to be, like, already. I was thinking, like, oh, it's not even 9 the other day, the other night. But then, like, what am I going to do? I don't want to watch TV. The kitchen is clean. They're in bed. I go to bed at 9, but I don't sleep right away. I read my book. And the book helps me get very sleepy. So after, like, half an hour, I'm like, oh, I'm ready. So I turn off, leave that. Like, my book and go to sleep at probably at 10. Like I fall asleep within seconds after I'm done with that book. It's so quick. It's
just
like magic.
I mean, that's what I should do too. But me, there's two things. For the moment, I can't because we still have our toddler in our room. We haven't put her in our room yet. So we need to do that.
You can have the light on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, I cannot have the light on. And the second thing also, my husband come back from work very late. Like we never have dinner together, by the way. We never have dinner together. The kids have dinner as soon, like you said, you know, as soon as they come home, they're starving. They could eat your arm when you open the door, right? So they eat right away, like around like before 6 p.m. I'm not hungry at 6 p.m., so I will eat a little bit later, like 6:30 or 7. Mm-hmm. And my husband comes back because the traffic is horrible, so he comes back around like 7:30, between 7 and 7:30, he comes home. And by the time, you know, he says hi to the kid, but sometimes he has barely time to even see... the little one, because she goes to bed at 8. before she was going to bed at 7:30. So by the time he talks to the kid a little bit, it's already 8:39. I haven't even talked to him.
Yeah, I don't have time.
Yes, so what did we learn today?
So we learned a lot. We learned that we have mom burnout. That's why we keep forgetting things all the time, at least Veronique and I. I don't know if you ladies can relate as well, but we talked about the signs of burnout that are forgetfulness, lack of patience, and fatigue. And we discussed ways that you can avoid those things, you know, or at least reduce the impact in your life, because there is a way of like being less impacted by those things, you know, just try to manage your time better, making more time for yourself and sleeping better, eating better, exercising, all those things really help. And if you need to take a supplement, go for it. Maybe it's going to help as well. But, you know, it's like just do everything you can that can make you feel better. Yeah, that's what we've been trying. And hopefully if you have any suggestions, let us know. And hopefully it's going to work for you as well. Don't forget to follow us on social media and share the content, our episodes with your friends if you can, because that helps us a lot. Like, spread the word.
Take care of yourself. Oh, I want to do a special shout out to our listeners. So, of course, always California, thank you very much for, you know, for being with us. You are our first audience. Then we have Texas. Thank you, you know, people from Texas.
Very nice.
You love us. We love you. Thank you, you know, for listening, you know, to the podcast. And out of the country, I want to thank Netherlands. Netherlands.
Yes, so cool.
Showing up. Thank you very much, Netherlands. And there was another country also that really stick with us.
Yeah. We have to go back to that, and then for the next episode, we do another shout-out.
Yeah. Cool. Netherlands, and we have also some download in Morocco and Israel. So I hope you know you're going to stay with us and that you appreciate our content. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you next Monday. Bye.
Talk to you soon. Bye. Take care.
Thank you for tuning in to High Vibes and a Mic. Until next time. Laugh hard, stay silly, and never forget to bring your sense of humor. Please follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and Pinterest.